I was there. He lived at 335 C Avenue, which my father had done some addition and remodeling on. And they also bought the 25-foot frontage next door, I think for $500. The house that they lived in and that I was born in was half of the old fire station that Louis Bandel bought and moved half of it to 335 C Avenue and the other half to the alley between 1302 3rd Street. 1938, Clarence and June built a new house, or had a new house built, over at 444 D Avenue, Coronado, California. And I can remember my mother telling me that I left for school that day to come to 444 D Avenue after school, because that was the day they were moving. And I guess it was 1938. I'm sure it was. I'd like to go back just a little bit to some of the things that we did at 335 C Avenue. Irma Lee and I had a pet chicken that we put in a little dolly baby carriage, and we pushed that pet chicken around the block in that. And one time, Irma Lee and I were riding the bicycles, a secondhand bicycle that my dad had got someplace, and we were taking turns riding it up to 4th Street in the alley and turning around and coming back, and then it'd be the other person's turn. Frankie Taylor lived on the corner of 4th and B, and he was out there with his bow and arrow, and he was shooting this arrow at us, trying to go through our spokes on our bicycle and throw us off the bike. Irma Lee came back and complained, and I rode the bicycle up there, and I jumped, when he got shot the arrow, I jumped off the bicycle and got a rock, and he was running towards his back door, and he was almost to the back door when that rock hit him right in the back of the head. Clunk. Well, needless to say, I was the dirty guy. So he went in and told his mother that I hit him with a big rock. And his mother said, go out and get the rock, and they took it to the police station. Well, the next thing you know, my father and I were up at the police station and into the chief of police office, and he was sitting behind a desk, and there was a rock there. Well, it was bigger than two of my fists right now. And told us that Mrs. Taylor and Frankie had come up and told him that I had thrown that rock at Frankie and hit him. So I'm sure that my dad and the chief of police, when they saw that rock, were laughing to themselves. They didn't let on to me like they were laughing, and they wanted to hear my story, so I told them, and then my dad and I